Well, until the song service this morning, I had this deep theological meditation planned, going into Hebrews and talking about the Old Testament, the New Testament. And then we sang the song, Blessed Be Your Name. And for some reason this morning, it hit me hard. You realize the word blessed, Merriam-Webster, his dictionary, says that blessed is to be held in reverence or venerated, means honor and worship, means specifically in Christianity, enjoying the bliss of heaven. I looked over at Colton when we started singing that song and I said, because the first line of the song is, blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful. And I said, do you realize that this song is talking about blessing Jesus? Blessed be his name when things are going good. Blessed be his name when things are going bad. Blessed be his name whether he gives us things, whether he doesn't. Blessed be his name all the time. Like I said, it hit me kind of hard this morning. Because no matter what we're going through, Christ died on that cross for us. That can't be taken away. The only way that that can be taken away is if we walk away from it. He died on that cross for us. And he asks us to remember him every week. Remember that he died on that cross for us. He gave himself willfully. He took that beating for us. He hung on that cross for us so that our sins could be washed away. And it doesn't matter what we go through on this earth. While we're living here on this earth, it may seem like we're going through some really, really rough times, and there may be times when it feels like we're on top of the world. But none of that matters. Now, not to say that how we live here doesn't matter in our Christianity, because it does. But we need, if we keep in mind that we're to worship him all the time, no matter whether it's good or no matter whether it's bad, we keep that in mind, then we're going to be okay as long as we're on this earth. But that's going to get us to heaven. So Paul tells us, he told the Corinthian church then, as he was admonishing them for not remembering what they were supposed to remember, not having the Lord's Supper the way they were supposed to, he said this in verse 23 of chapter 11, 1 Corinthians, for I received from the Lord what I had also passed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the covenant, the new covenant in my blood. Do this every time you drink it in remembrance of me. For every time you eat this bread, drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. For this reason, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the blood of the body and the blood of the Lord. Remember that no matter whether things are going good or whether things are going bad, we need to remember that Jesus died for us. That we're blessed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whether times are plentiful or times are scarce, whether things are going good or whether things are going bad, because quite frankly, eventually, if we remember to worship the Lord every day, and that blessed be his name in any time, we're going to be in heaven someday, and every day will be a blessed day. Let's go to the hymn of the prayer. Our Father and great God in heaven, we come to you now, Father, thanking you for this opportunity we have to remember the importance of your Son in our lives. To remember that he went through a very, very horrible day for us, and that we were on his mind when he hung on that cross. But then the things got way better for him, and he gave us the opportunity for things to get way better for us. No matter what we go through on this earth, Father, we know that your Son died for us. That gift that he gave to us, his blood, is always there for us. Forgive us for the times that we forget that. Forgive us for the times that we sin against you and sin against him, that we crucify him anew when we do sin. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity we have for repentance. As we remember him now in the way that he asked us to do so, Father, be with each and every one of us here. Help us to focus on the fact that he loved us so much that he gave his life for us. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.